Hello, audience. I am Can Deniz with In Conclusion podcast, and I'm joined by my beautiful friends today. Enes, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay, and Binali?
I'm a little stressed. I'm trying to get employed. I have an exam tomorrow that I have to do good at. That's kind of in my head a bit. But apart from that, I guess there's not much happening this week. Has been just focusing on that. So once I got past that hurdle, I think I'm going to feel like a little bit relieved, a little bit like I can breathe again.
I want to add for the audience's sake that this is the first time I am hearing about this exam. And if Binali has mentioned that he has an exam, so can we?
No.
I literally said this
we
on
talked
Tuesday.
Talked about it on Tuesday.
Shut up and listen. If Binali said, can we record later because of the exam, we would have done that. We aren't cruel people. Me saying shut up and listen didn't help with that argument, but So Elif, what about you? How are you? Do you have something that you should have mentioned earlier in order to delay the recording?
The weather sucks. When I look outside, I still see the gray sky. I haven't seen sun for a week now. It's slowly creaking in, and I've been feeling really depressed because of it. This is something, I think the winter finally started here. The only good thing is days are getting a little bit longer. So when it's 4 p.m., there is still gray sky that I can look at.
Okay, and Izal?
I'm also fine. I've been buying more and more fabric every day. I should stop someday, but if our listeners decide to make this into a profitable show, I would not stop buying fabric. Thank you. Please do.
Okay, I agree.
Emotional
that
manipulation.
Indeed. So nobody's asking how I'm doing.
How are you doing, Can Deniz?
How are you feeling, Can Deniz?
Thank you.
Who watches the watchers?
Yes, who watches the watchers indeed. So when I look out, I can see the sun, Elif.
Nice. How is it? How the sun is going?
How is it doing? Let's see. It's making a lot of shadows. There is a crow on the roof next door.
Nice.
And it's like it's doing crow things. That's how it is. That's how it is in the Can Deniz town. Okay then.
Yes.
So this week we are gonna talk about. This week we are gonna talk about Turkish series and some weird practices we have observed. So without further ado, Enes.
I was gonna say that I like maybe some of our dear listeners will remember that I was with my hometown with my family last week. And I definitely at my own home right now, and I'm quite happy because I had to see some TV series watched on TV, actual TV, with the cable.
Yeah, that happens.
And it was so weird for me because I don't have a TV at all. And I only have a monitor that I can... It's definitely plugged in onto my computer that I don't... Well, actually, I have a cable TV that I can't watch because I don't have a TV. So, anyway, and I was going to say that, definitely. And it was so weird. It was a weird experience after some time that without TV. So do you guys have some actual TV and are you watching TV at all? That was what I'm going to ask.
So personally, I only watch TV when I go to my parents' or my grandparents' houses. In the house, we don't have a TV and usually I do my... it isn't because I am this intellectual person. It is because when I try to watch something aired on television, I do it on YouTube. What about you, Binali?
I watch TV by I mean, I guess you could call it osmosis. We have a TV at home, but I do not use it. But it's constantly on and being watched by, like, my parents. So whatever TV experience I get it from it. And whenever I have to watch something in my time, I usually do it by...
Yar, ha, ha, har, har, har.
Which is illegal, and we aren't condoning it.
I didn't mean it, I'm sorry. But please do not cancel me on Twitter.
I am gonna censor your voice. I am gonna put something like ho 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 to that part, like some pirate noises instead of the word pirate.
Yeah, exactly. Which is because a lot of stuff that I watch are either, like, locked behind, like, multiple streaming services, which is not very feasible for me to, like, keep track of or, like, keep paying to. Or they just straight up do not exist on any platform easily accessible, like you do with YouTube.
Okay, how about you, Elif? Can you tell us a bit about your television habits?
It's kind of similar to everybody else, I guess. I don't have a TV. I don't even know how to set up a TV at this point, what kind of cables I should need to watch a cable TV. The only sad thing is, because I'm located in Germany, I am paying TV taxes still. Monthly. TV and radio. I mean, yeah. So I try to listen to radio for that, because I do have a radio. But I guess, like, the other difference could be that my parents also stopped paying for cable TV for a really long time. They use Chromecast on their TV as well as other streaming platforms after they upgraded TV to a relatively smarter one. So they don't really watch it either. My only TV experience comes when I visit my brother, and there we watch some Survivor and MasterChef. Those are the ones that we watch together. And but it's, again, not from TV directly. It's from streaming apps. Or sometimes, canlı televizyon izle. LiveTVWatching.com.
The only live television I've ever watches, and this is gonna, I don't know. There is this channel in Turkish television that shows whenever there's a debate on the National Assembly.
Nice.
It's called Meclis TV.
Yeah, you can look at the parliament, right?
That's my jam. The Meclis TV is my jam. But...
Well, I'm a bit mad because I missed, like, a few minutes of your talking because the internet is not working. I'm a bit mad, sorry.
That's okay, because I am gonna throw the microphone at your face now. And finally, Izar, tell us about your television habits.
Well, like Enes and Elif, I guess, I don't have a TV, and I only watch it when I'm with my parents. When I'm at my parents' house, and, like, not even then, I don't watch much live TV. Like, my mom also prefers to watch on-demand media, so we watch Netflix together, or we watch from our what was it called, like, box providers website. Do you get what I
have?
I mean?
No idea what, like, that means.
Yeah, Being Connect has a web site like Netflix. You can watch things on demand. We usually use these two. But last year I also started to watch some Turkish TV shows, like, actually maybe even a bit long Maybe a bit longer than that. Like, I started with Avrupa Yakası on YouTube, and I moved on to Yalan Dünya. And last year, everyone was talking about Kızılcık Şerbeti, so I had to watch that, so I started that. Like, now I'm also considering watching Kızıl Goncalar, because while at my parents' house, I watched like 2 episodes, and the show only has 4 episodes at this point. Like, I watched half of it, you know. I should continue. Can I stop here? I don't think I can.
So, for better context, can you please explain our foreign audience what a TV show is like in Turkey?
When you cut out to ads, it's like 3 hours. Yeah, with the ads, it's 3 hours. Without the ads, it's like 1.5 to 2 hours long. So, it's an investment.
I think it's because there are many outside, like, foreign countries, they are watching many Turkish soap operas, like Middle East, in Balkan countries, and the producer and the TV channels are selling those countries, those TV, even the, like, the TV series from 2000s or 2010s, they are still selling those TV series, and I think they are getting more money out of the having, like, if they're putting so many screen time, and I think they're also dividing the episodes into chunks so that they can run the TV series more in a longer time. So when they are having those long minutes, the longer times, they are earning more, I guess. So that's one of the things they are investing. So it's not like, even though the actors and actresses and the many people in the industry are demanding, I guess. They were demanding to reduce the time, but it is increasing in each time, each year, I guess.
I think what's so different. Generally need to highlight is, in countries like America, and because in preparation for this episode, I have checked several popular networks. What is it called? The airing program, like the schedule. I have checked the airing schedule of several networks from several countries. And in general, after 8 p.m., there's this 1 hour show, and then another 1 hour show, and then another 1 hour show, or maybe 2 half hours, one hour, 2 half hours, yeah. Stuff like that. In Turkey, from 8 p.m. to the midnight.
Midnight, yeah.
There is a single chunk of show. And like Zaz said, TV shows usually are 3 hours with commercials, but they also do this shortened, condensed version 1 hour before, like in 8. You start with the recap of last week, which is a 1 hour condensed. Like, you know how American shows, they had this previously on this bit.
That takes 15 seconds.
Yeah, in Turkey, those bits are 1 hour.
Yeah.
So you can...
I mean, I think...
Also, we have long...
And we are quite unique in this, as far as I can... Like, that I have checked several countries. I only checked the countries whose alphabets I can read. I haven't checked, like, I don't know about China. I can't read Chinese.
I think India is similar.
Or like in Thailand.
Similar to what?
And though? Taiwan.
Similar to ours, I think.
In China.
They have in India. I think it's similar, like, in terms of, like, the longer TV shows.
So but in summary, like, in the countries where we have audience, this particular TV schedule pattern is unusual.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing we can say.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. I think this kind of comes from how Turkish TV shows are shot, though. Because, like, in US, and as far as I know, in majority of Europe, when you have a TV series, it is, like, shot, like, ahead of schedule, like, maybe a year ago, maybe half a year ago, and then released, like, episodically. In Turkey, a TV show is, like, shot edited and produced a few weeks behind the schedule.
Mm-hmm. Not even a few weeks, usually.
Yeah, I am being generous. I am being optimistic, which is why I think like a lot of, because like, and I said soap operas, I couldn't speak, and I said soap dramas, but like even our sitcoms take 2 hours, upwards of 2 hours,
but
without the
that's
ads.
Why we don't have many sitcoms nowadays, because our comedy writers can't produce that much of jokes in one episode. With that time, screen times, there are more like less and less sitcom. Like I don't think that currently there are a comedy show, like a TV comedy TV series currently running on TV.
No, I think they all try to like this like theater formula on TV thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone started doing that because they can't do actual TV shows with that kind of releasing, but. What I want to say is because they're like shot that way, I think that also goes into like if you're editing on that limited time, you're just using almost all the footage you're shooting. And because like this is how they're like marketing the shows, like you sit down after dinner and you watch it the whole night. Like even if you do not actively watch it, the TV is on and the show you like is on while you're there. Like that's the selling point of Turkish TV shows.
And also, maybe also, to reference our tea drinking episode, people are drinking so much tea during watching the TV, like at night, and they can go to toilet, they can go to brew some tea while watching the series, and they won't miss anything if they like they're not there at 10 minutes. They won't miss anything at all, I guess.
There's a timeless quality to Turkish television because like you can sit down and watch an episode in the middle of the show. If you have a person next to you to whom you can ask, is this person the wife of this other person? And they can immediately answer. You very quickly understand everything that's happening on the show.
I was actually going to say that. I think there is one that's another difference that like our shows have, which I was going to ask you guys about, because like that was my impression like 10 years ago. Again, I haven't watched that much Turkish TV in recent years, but is that still the case? Because like you used to be that even in the foreign shows, like when you look at the old TV shows from like American networks too, you could just pick up a random episode in the middle and watch it and like watch it without much of an issue because there weren't like this overwhelming story arcs, or even if they were there, it was like really easy to pick up on immediately on the watch. But like in recent years, especially after like the streaming and miniseries and etc., like that is incredibly hard to do with recent American television, right? You can't pick a random episode of Breaking Bad and watch it and expect the full impact of it.
I mean, I honestly can't do it at all. Like, I can't watch any episode of Breaking Bad.
You should. But it's really good.
I don't agree with you, but that's beside the point.
That's not the point.
I mean, I am not saying Breaking Bad is a bad show or a good show. I don't know. I'm just saying I shouldn't watch it.
Okay.
Because it's not for me. That's my...
Okay. But in Turkish shows... That still does not feel like the case in Turkish shows. Even the most drama, like even the ones that feel like it should have a storyline, like Aşkı Memnu, like it feels like this is an adaptation of a specific story. This should have a story arc. You shouldn't be able to jump in the middle of this, but you can.
No, but here's the thing. I know how they do it, and now I'm gonna tell. In Turkish, Binali is totally right. Like, you can, like, I mean, that's what I said originally too. You can just sit down and pick up what's happening. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's a defect, and B, it's not because the shows are simple. I think there is an effort put into this. I think this is the result of hard work and experience, because Turkish shows are very good at naturally recapping the story arcs. Like, in... I watch Rizzoli and Isles. I have been watching it recently. And in Rizzoli and Isles, there are these... like, they just blurt the story arc as a sentence. Like they said, but wasn't your father this person? Maura, what's happening? That's the type of vibe you get. But in Turkish shows, the recapping happens so organically, you don't pick it up that much. Like it's people get the audience up to date, like the show writers get you up to date with plots, but they do it in a more subtle way. So you are fed the information while watching. I think that's still the case. I think Turkish television played into that. Like that's a feature, not a bug.
I think they are sustaining this with lots of filler scenes rather than filler episodes. Because to reach that hours, the long minute hours, they are putting so much filler scenes, like main characters are looking to each other with the dramatic music at the background. They are walking, they are crying, they are walking under the rain. Those scenes.
Okay.
They are thinking about the past, and we are seeing the old scenes from the old episodes in a sepia filter or a black and white filter. And like we are recapping the old episodes while doing so, though.
I agree with you, but consider the following. What about football? In a football match, there is like 5 minutes of actual things you want to see, and then 85 minutes of filler. And people consider football to be good entertainment.
I just want to say that I'm not saying I agree or disagree with you. I'm just saying that your experience might not be universal.
But half the match, there are these people throwing the ball around in the middle.
Oh my god!
You can skip that entire bit and move quick to the charging part, and you wouldn't lose a single context.
Oh no!
For our listeners in the United States or the continental America, I guess we are talking about soccer and not football, like American football.
Oh yeah, United States people know what I'm talking about, because every game aired in the United States except baseball.
I have to cut in and say, US people should know what football is because they will be hosting the World Football Championship finale next time. Thank you. Go on.
Oh yeah, I am so happy that US people finally can afford to pay the bribes necessary to host that organization. Good for them. But what I'm saying is, in the US, they modify their sports in such a way that you always have a reason to watch. Like in basketball, this is actually from a bit of a comedy thing. This isn't my original joke, but excellent citation. But in the US, if you don't, they like playing basketball. And in basketball, if you don't shoot the ball in a certain amount of time, they take the ball away from you. They are saying you are bad at doing exciting things. Give the ball to the person with more excitement. In soccer or in football, that's nothing like this. They just, and in Turkish shows too, people just look at each other without anything happening for a while. That's just part of the game.
I mean, you have to fill the time somehow.
I mean, yeah, obviously, like you, if you are shooting a show weekly, and if the show is 2 hours long, you can't put 2 hours. I'm size. Nobody wants 2 hours long content. That's like too much content.
That's why YouTube is really good in that sense. Because when I'm watching Turkish shows in YouTube, I skip them or I watch them in double speed. Or sometimes I don't even watch the episode, but I just watch the short sections of the episode that was published by the, you know, the studio. So
Elif is the god of segues.
This way
I can just like watch, I don't know, Metehan's dream, Pembe ile whatever had a fight. Here is the love scene. You don't miss it. And I just watched those publications, like, because they're all like 4 minutes, 5 minute snips of the whole 2 and an hour something show with the ads. And I'm filled in. I know what's happening with the characters. I know the drama. I know also, like, you know, the next episode, if I were to watch it with friends, I'm still in tune. But I'm not spending that much of a time on it. And when something really crazy happens, I can quickly share that with my friends over YouTube too. Like, have you seen these two fight over this guy? Like, or have you seen how the auntie is hitting the father-in-law? Like, and they have 40 years of age gap between them.
Very specific.
I must say, this episode is doing wonders for the argument of Turkish TV shows as an art form.
I mean, it is so well put together, but like some, of course, like we were
No, it's not well put together if you're skipping to the parts.
Some shows are good, like, but the current TV is really not doing well overall in the globe, I would say, like live television or late night shows or general, like these formats are slowly dying and everybody's aware of it because, like Iza said, we want to watch things on demand. And when it's, and also like our attention span, I know everybody's saying that it's slowly getting different. Like it is, it's not worse or better, but it's different. The way we consume media is different. And
I agree.
You cannot accept 50 years old structure of shooting a Turkish novella continue the same into 2025, right? Like when...
It is kind of continuing the same though.
That's the interesting thing, Elif. You are right on the paper, but you aren't right in the field. Like, you are absolutely right with the changing demographics, changing times, and...
No, how come? Like, look at these YouTube channels. They have so many followers, so many watch times. Like, and...
But yeah, they're like, not the ones funding the shows.
No, but hear me out. It isn't... When a person looks at a Turkish television show and say, oh, people looking at each other for 1 hour straight is a Turkish cultural thing. It's not. Because whenever a streaming service... No, listen. Whenever a streaming service does a Turkish television show and forces that show to be 40 minutes long, we can do it.
Yeah.
There are a large number of Turkish shows that are produced to be streamed. Not as a television show, but as a stream show. And they are 40 minutes or 30 minutes long. And they're like...
No, they're good examples. I mean, are good. If or Fee, whatever. It was pretty good.
There are plenty of good examples.
I mean, we can do it. And it doesn't look un-Turkish when they do it. That's my point. Like,
that's true. It looks westernized. It feels westernized. The dialogue sometimes feels almost like translated from English. Some examples were like that for me.
I don't agree with that. I mean, I don't agree with that at all.
Some shows are worse, some shows are better.
But the current TVs also feel somehow forced with, like, they kind of feel forced with that long sentences and long, like, my father always have a saying that, like, when he watches a TV series, like, and sometimes he have a, like, when the ad comes in, he had an urge to close, like turn off the TV and says, the director is playing with me and I don't want to watch the rest of the show. Like, when he understands the rest of it, he is like, director is playing with me. I'm not playing with them alone. And he turns off the TV.
I was just going to say, I don't really agree with that. Like, because even before streaming, there were a couple of shows to try to, like, do a shorter runtime of things to, like, maybe lead the industry into this kind of thing. And I never thought it was, like, stilted. Like, I think Behzatçı did this. And I know it was still very Turkish. It was still very much its own thing.
And it was also very local.
So could it be that, like, for you guys, when it's 40 minutes, when it's edited down to 40 minutes, could it be that you guys are so, like, familiar with, like, American shows having that structure that
no, that's
your
not
brain associates it no. with it?
I mean, English TV shows are 3 hours long. Nobody's talking about that. Did you know that England is in a Western place compared to Turkey?
I know.
Even though their shows are longer.
Yeah, but they also come out every 5 years. Like,
yeah. What I'm saying isn't having Turkish shows and editing them down to be shorter versions of themselves. Like we already do it. As the abstract, 1 hour abstract, yes, of the last episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They also put them on the internet, so you can only watch those. I tried it. It's not that good, though.
I personally like the long haul.
I prefer 1.5 in the actual show.
I prefer watching the actual show on the background while doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, I also do.
Actually, it's a whole circle, because when I was young, I was playing computer games and I had a little television that I opened cartoons with on the side. And as the years progressed, some version of that habit remained with me.
That's the purpose of Turkish TV series nowadays, or like more than 10 years or 12 years. Like, they are in the background while the family socializes with their friends. When the extended family meets, the TV series plays in the background. They are talking with each other, but also they are watching the TV series at the same time. And when someone catches their attention, do you know, like, somebody did something? And they are all watching that part, that scene, and they are back to talking again. That's in the background, while socializing. But the reason we are feeling the same nowadays, I think, we didn't like maybe in the past 10 years, we don't have something to watch on TV as the young generations. Like, we are feeling more apart from the television after some time. And nowadays, in the last year, some of the TV series got back of the attention of the younger generations on Turkish channels. That's why we are generally again watching some of the TV series back, rather than watching some foreign shows or some of the streaming services, the Turkish ones. But I think that's the main change, that you are loving those TV series again.
I don't agree with you, Enes. I am not in the faction of overloving the Turkish shows. What I'm in the faction of is treating them fairly.
Yeah,
Turkish shows do some of the things right, they do some of the things wrong. And I don't, like, obviously, they are popular. So what they are doing right is enough to keep them afloat. And in terms of the Turkish streaming shows and shorter westernized Turkish, I did air quotes, westernized Turkish shows as well, they have certain audiences. Like, if people want to watch shows more similar to, even if that's the case, more similar to American shows but with Turkish people, I think that's okay too. In streaming services, Turkish shows tried new concepts. Like, there was a post-apocalyptic Turkish show, there was a disaster Turkish show, there was a superhero Turkish show. Even though there are huge number of Turkish shows that take very long airing times, their plots are very similar.
That's what I was gonna say. When you're shooting for a 3 hour runtime, when you have to have like this many ads in between, when you have to take the entire like primetime schedule, you can't do something that different, right?
I don't agree.
Which
with
is
this.
Why it feels homogenized. Or at least they don't try to do something different.
I think the biggest difference is, like, we have to still acknowledge the fact that the media and its control has slowly changed as the years progressed. And there are some certain topics and storylines cannot be published in current TV in Turkey. So in a way, this leads to a certain crowd of people watching a certain specific show type, basically. That's what I wanted to quickly add. Like, some things cannot be shown. And this leads to a more safer options for publishers that know that it will definitely somehow bring audience in and, you know, follow those storylines rather than going with a more riskier take or more alternative, different approach storylines. And this is kind of what happened with Kızılcık Şerbeti too, which was the two shows that Izel, like we mentioned it with Izel. And, you know, sometimes these repetitive known story arcs like rich boy, poor girl, rich girl, poor boy. It's like...
rich girl and rich boy.
Yeah. Now it's in Anatolia, like, you know, like it's kind of...
Yeah. Yeah, they are both rich, but the boy's parents live in far Anatolia, so that becomes a problem. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, so like these becomes a safer options. Yeah, exactly. It becomes a little bit safer options.
Rich, still rich.
I don't agree with the... I think you're... take is too reductionist, Elif. And Inali, I think your take is too mainstream oriented. And what I mean is, in Turkey, there was a very famous, with the same format, 1.5 hour drop-in, drop-out, less committal, that all the things we have been saying about the generic Turkish show. I agree that most shows are indeed, who is this girl gonna love and who is this boy gonna love and what's gonna happen between their families. That's very generic. That's usually something along those lines. But there is also a show about Vatanım Sensin, a show about Turkish people under the invasion of Greeks after the First World War. And it's a period drama. And it started as a noir cop show. And in fact, in the long haul Turkish show format, there is this thing that they can do. It's not everybody does it, but when they do it, it's really nice. They treat multiple genres in the show. Like one character can be having a noir cop adventure while other character can be having family drama. Like two different formats in the same show. They can do it. And also in Turkey, there was this very popular cop thriller, Behzat Ç.'f, in the same format. Also, we have got this legend, Gülsev Birsel, who did several comedy shows that took 3 hours, but was still funny and worth watching.
I have to cut in and mention Yalan Dünya, because one of the plots in Yalan Dünya was actually about criticizing the show, the mainstream shows about like now we are in Güneydoğu,
Southeast.
Southeast Turkey.
Yeah, southeast Turkey, and we will have cultural show, but none of the people who are making the show are from that area or they are knowledgeable about that area, and we are just doing this to appease the trends, and even the show's names are gonna be what's popular these days. Kızılcık Şerbeti. Let's call it Kızıl Goncalar and such. The last example is not in the show. It's actual.
I mean, if Yalan Dünya was still going on, they would have made an episode about this. So it's this meta show that is about TV actors and actresses' life, and in their lives they criticize current trends. That's the show's premise. But yeah, I don't agree with the notion that this format does not allow people to innovate. I think people can innovate. I will agree that it is safer not to. But that's also true everywhere.
A lot of things you said are the exceptions, though. Because like period dramas are not like something that is like rare in Turkish. In fact, like, if a network has like 5 TV shows for 5 evenings of the week, not 5 evenings of the night, if a network has five shows or five evenings of the week, one of them is a period show, especially like...
No, when Vatanım Sensin came, that period wasn't explored though. So that was, it was innovative for its time. Now, there are different but shows similar,
it
but...
was again, it was, I mean, it was airing on national television network, not as, am I remembering? No, wait, I'm mixing up with another show.
You are thinking about a different show? Vatanım Sensin?
Vatanım Sensin is a private network, yeah.
It's but like Kanal D, I think it was.
I think so. But, like, I think these examples aren't, like, because, like, there are very much templates of TV shows that, like, fall and get re-signed or, like, get remade, but with, like, basically the same premise, but with a different name. So I think, and I mean, this is obviously not unique to Turkish television. Obviously, a lot of television cultures do this.
There are 500 shows about firemen in America. They are all the same show.
Yeah.
Is that be my witness?
But I think this type of structure does definitely hurt the chances of something more unique happening. As you have said, like once you have like opened this window, and I think that's also why, like, I don't think TV is dying, but as like a more of a like something you actually watch as opposed to something that's in background, it is kind of dying, because like streaming does, even in Turkish, even for Turkish shows, streaming does allow you to experiment more. Like you said, a post-apocalyptic Turkish TV show would not find space for itself on national television.
I think the problem there isn't the airtime, but the...
Or like something like Şahsiyet.
Şahsiyet is a good show.
It is an amazing show.
Quickly respond. I don't think the problem is airtime, though. I think the problem is the fact that Turkish shows start at the start of the year and they are generally... A season is expected to last for... What is like 35 to 40 episodes?
Yes, that's also true.
I think that's the reason. I think a post-apocalyptic show can happen with 1.5 hour episodes of people staring at each other. But To the Lake, by the way, the name of that show. But I don't think it can take 40 episodes in a season. Like,
yeah,
I think. If
I don't think it can be like shot like a week ahead of schedule.
Yes, those things. That's a really big problem. Like, I think if Turkish shows still last for 1.5 hour, but having several shows across a year would be okay. Like maybe for a show, not for the whole year, but only for a single season. Like season in terms of calendar, like spring and summer. Like there are summer shows in Turkey, because in Turkey the real shows start at fall and end at the start of the summer, and then in summer there are summer shows, which are like bubbly, fun, boy meets girl, but they are happy, not sad staring.
Çilek kokusu, şeftali şerbeti.
Medcezir
was an actual show though.
Like there's this, we have got this handsome boy, let's have him take a shower several times in a single episode, that kind of show.
Also like there, a city girl comes into a holiday town who lives, and also a guy, a little bit poor but charismatic guy lives in that town, like he's a little bit uneducated, but they meet each other. That kind of thing.
Oh yeah, or a manager comes from big city to run a small hotel in a village. That kind of show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or the newly graduated girl starts interning at a fashion company.
Oh yeah,
advertising company. I don't remember which.
University graduate comes to their own hometown, which is a small village. Also in holiday village, or can it?
By the way, the thing Enes is referring as holiday village is a village in a place that people want to have holidays in. Yeah. Not a village where everybody is holidaying all the time. Like it's like, a good piece of geography. The lucky village is more maybe.
Maybe Greek people will agree with me. Like they may have such experience. Like maybe Mediterranean countries have those things.
Yeah, I think it exists everywhere, like destination places.
Greek people, yeah. Before agreeing with Enes, you should know that he's Turkish too.
Greek people stopped listening to us after dwelling the episode.
I disagree. They're all gone. Greek people are even more passionate after that episode about listening to us and be angry.
If you are Greek, please subscribe and follow us on our social media and listen to us.
But like, I think these things go hand in hand. Like, I don't see these as separate problems. Like, because networks are shooting these things like a week ahead of schedule, then they're expected to, like, because of the cost, they're expected to take all of the primetime runtime. And because they're expected to take all that space, they have to go for 3 hours. Like, I think these problems do go in hand. I don't think you can, like, I don't think Turkish TV shows, like, I don't think a fix is to make everything 40 minutes. But there has to be a set runtime. Because there really isn't.
I don't agree with the premise that Turkish shows need fixing. That's where I disagree with you. I think Turkish shows is a commercial choice. And if that choice becomes unprofitable, we will see it changing. But I don't think there is this international standard of TV showing that we need to enforce. But like, Turkish TV shows aren't broken. They don't need to be fixed.
No, this is where I disagree with, in terms of like broken or not. It is like, it is a burden on like the crews and the actors and like everyone involved in the creation process, which is why there was almost a strike a few years ago about like cutting back on this. And this doesn't mean that, oh, they should be like 30 minutes. Like, that's not the solution. But just because this is profitable for networks doesn't mean it is really feasible for everyone involved, and it does not cause like severe burnout. Like, most of the prolific like Turkish TV figures, like some of whom we mentioned, that's why they like turned away to like this like streaming models or like doing stuff for them or just not stop doing stuff altogether, because like this is very much like a you grind out mentality of like making television. By fixing, that's what I mean. I don't mean that, oh, this model is like this model, this like long model, or like this is a problem and this needs to go away kind of thing. I'm meaning that there are industrial problems within it, like it causes.
I want to add to the thing that there is a guy on Instagram. He shares the background of this works. So some of my knowledge from like they shoot this every week, and he even says on one video like sometimes they shoot the scene in the morning and it airs that's night. That's even happens. So his videos are in Turkish. I don't think Instagram supports subtitle translation, but I'm gonna link it, and I think his content are interesting if you know Turkish.
By the way, I think Binali, my fix will fix that problem too. Like, if instead of having shows air for 40 episodes at a time, if they can do it like a season takes like the British way, I think the British way is the way I'm suggesting. Like, have the long episodes, have the long staring scenes, but don't have shows that have too many episodes in a, like, a show can be on fall one season, spring other season, and have breaks in between. And another show can be the opposite of that. And I think that can fix the problem. And they can shoot it. They can shoot it with a more comfortable schedule.
I think for that, you have to like, yes, prepackage your schedule. Like, you cannot be shooting as you air for that kind of model to work.
Not at all. Like, my idea is by the time spring starts, all the spring episodes are already shot.
Yeah,
or at
yeah.
least the first 10 of them are shot and some can maybe spill.
But what they're doing right now is like they look at the reception of the show that week and they alter the next episode according to that.
I hate that.
I hate that too.
I have nothing but contempt for that.
I'm not saying they this is what they have to do. I support this, but that's how they do it. Like,
I just wanted to air that out. Like, I have nothing but contempt for that.
Because of this, they are never gonna change to that model.
Which, by the way, is one of the possible reasons I think for the like the Turkish shows, even the ones that are currently airing, you can find them on usually you can find them on YouTube. Like, if it's on television, they put it to YouTube for free. Like, I mean, with the ads, but like you can just go out and watch it. And I think the ease of access to feedback is one of the reasons why they do it. Because with YouTube, you have got much better feedback compared to in television. So you can see what are more popular and what people think about this.
I'm glad we came to the premise of the episode in 56 minutes. It is.
Oh, yes. Is it 56? Oh, God. No, but we have like a solid 10 minutes more airing. We can, recording, we can all talk about the premise of the show too. Binali, why do you think they put it on YouTube?
Okay, so I have several like theories about this. I said several, like I have long list running. Well, first of all, is something that drew my attention. I never thought about this before. Is that we don't have physical media of TV shows at all here in Turkey. Like, and it's not that we lack like long running TV shows. Like we do. We do stuff like Doctor Live, which is like our like ER / Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Whatever you want to call it. But like, if you look at Grey's Anatomy, you'll see that list, that box sets, like all 20 seasons, etc. And Dr. Lar ran for a long time too, and it was widely popular. It still gets reruns, but there is no like official like box set or something like that. Or like something like Arka Sokaklar, I think, which is like our cop show, which is like our like Law and Order, but not exactly Law and Order. It's like long run. Yeah. It's like it has like
only love, no order. not the opposite. Only order, maybe, no love.
It's on order, not love.
20 years old.
It's like it has like 1,000 episodes, and it does not have like any physical media. Like this is true for like all the. And I think this kind of stems from we like once upon a time talking about this, like maybe because it is of like our like. In Turkey, the like piracy culture, because like you would not go and buy a DVD of the movie. You would just like there would be like people who are selling those in the streets, and those were official, not official. Like they were just people burning those DVDs and selling to you, right? And maybe that stems from that. But like the fact is, because there's no like this box media culture. Only way you can access to content like this, like only way you can go back and watch all the episodes of like a TV show that's done, that went away without reruns, is if the TV network puts it on YouTube. And they do that because they do not, like in TV networks in Turkey, I don't think are big enough to run like their streaming services, because internet service in Turkey is not usually that quality to support that kind of thing for the entire country. Like for us, it's not that big of a deal because we live in Ankara, Enes lives in Istanbul. We don't have that problem. But for the most of the country, that's a cost that maybe they're not willing to pay. So it's easy to just put it on YouTube and maybe get like a little bit of revenue from that.
I don't think that I will agree with you with this. It all started before they are publishing on YouTube. It all started they were uploading their TV series, at least their current TV series, on their websites.
It started that's a thing that exists.
He
some
put his
channels do that.
Reality shows clips onto his website. Also, our national TV channel has an archive on web, which is
territory. Yeah, but they're not monetized, though.
And they're not monetized.
They are monetized.
Ajun probably has some ads. Mm-hmm. Also,
like in MasterChef, before the episode, there is 30-second ad. But like you watch 30 seconds ad for 1.5 hours of content.
Also, there is built-in ads in the show too.
Oh yeah, there are built-in ads. Like
those also exist. But what I was gonna say was, I also, since I started watching old Turkish TV shows, I started to watch this show called Ufak Tefek Cinayetler, Tiny Little Murders. It's such an absurd show. It's fun, but the only place I found it was on the website of the channel, and they have 15 second ads every 5 to 10 minutes. If you are watching without an ad blocker, you can't watch it. I was like, oh yeah, it's so, I was watching this on my computer and I was like, it's so cool they have put it on online for everyone to see. I can watch this with no problem. Woohoo. But when I tried to watch it on my tablet with no ad blocker, I was not able to watch the show because there was so many ads. So definitely they are monetizing those.
They are definitely monetizing. But I think nowadays, when they start to put YouTube is the time when they also start their own streaming services. Our TV channels,
I think,
also started their own online streaming platforms, and they put their TV shows, all TV shows, on those platforms. So now, as a free alternative, they are publishing their own old TV shows on YouTube. Also, some of the producers are also putting the TV series, like really old ones from 2000s or to nine, maybe from 90s. They're also putting those on YouTube. And I'm
okay gonna say that. By like they don't monetize it, I don't mean that they don't run ads on it, but like to my knowledge, none of the Turkish TV networks are like gatekeeping it behind a price. Like if you want to watch like all seasons of Survivor in America, even before streaming happened, you would have to pay CBS's service. Now it is defunct, it turned into a streaming service, but you would have to subscribe to their like website to watch the old stuff because they did not put it for free. But in Turkey, to my knowledge, none of the channels like put it behind the paid cost of like subscription or one-time cost or whatever.
There's something similar when a streaming service like Netflix or local ones, they buy the rights to a show. They also, I think this is a contractual obligation, they force TV channels to remove that show from the streaming service, from YouTube.
The
channels themselves are usually just happy with putting their stuff on YouTube. It's an interesting thing. I think another angle they are going for is, in addition to immediate feedback, they are treating their show as an advertisement for watching it on television. Like, you get hooked on YouTube by binge-watching it, and you want to watch the new episode, and where do you go? You go to the channel with your friends and popcorn. I think that's where they are going with one of the angles. And it definitely works with Kızılcık Şerbeti.
And I also want to point out that the shows in Turkey, the ones air on TV and the ones that air on streaming are so separate from each other. Like, you don't see the TV shows on streaming platforms and you don't see the streaming shows on TV. Did I say it right?
For the newer ones, you are right. For the old, like, there at some point, Behzat Ç was on Netflix.
Was it?
Yes.
Yes, I watched it on Netflix.
I didn't know that.
I think it was one of the...
Probably now on Puhu TV. I'm not sure, but...
Probably.
Yeah, but they have... What was I thinking? They have just started to put old TV shows on streaming also.
Mm-mm.
So in summary, if you want to watch Turkish TV shows for free on YouTube, by the way, this is true for movies too. A few days ago, I watched a Turkish movie back to back in YouTube. As a single
And they're official. They're officially put there.
Yeah.
I just I just realized also one thing. When they are putting the old episodes of their TV shows on the channel's website, it's usually geolocked. You can only watch it in Turkey. But if when they put it on YouTube, I think they are also putting it for a greater audience. Because I remember Kızılcık Şerbeti has English descriptions and episode titles also.
Cranberry sorbet.
Cranberry sorbet.
Also, you can cross geolocking of Turkish television shows with today's not sponsor, a VPN service.
NordVPN. Are you tired of not accessing your Turkish TV when you are living abroad?
This part of the episode is for the VPN providers. If you like to put your advertising.
No. This part of the show was sponsored by our previous episode, which was on VPN providers. You can also go and watch, listen to that episode from any of the. What was it? What were they called? Podcast providers you like.
Yeah, I think we are gonna start putting stuff on YouTube too. Are we gonna do that?
We might.
Yeah, we might. We just like Turkish TV channels, we may also start putting stuff on YouTube someday.
And you can leave comments even more easily, which you should.
Yes, commenting is a great thing. If you're a Greek person who disagrees with us, feel free to comment on any of our stuff. Our channel names, our social media stuff are on the show notes. When you finish listening, you can look at the show notes and see the places where you can find us on social media. Like, we have got Instagram, we have got Blue Sky, we have got Twitter, we have got other things. I don't know. It's not my responsibility putting them. So, but yeah, they are there. You can look at them.